This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
It's Wednesday. It's a wet morning, wondrous Wednesday, and we get to go to Gauteng, where we read today, couldn't have been easier in the weather. Cloudy and cold. Let's go and see if Zanti's got electricity after what we read in the news this morning. Goeiemôre Zanti, het jy krag daar?
Goeiemôre, Brad. Ek is blessed. I am one of those that have electricity. Sure. En as ek nie baie dankbaar daarvoor nie. Ja, goeiste, maar dit is snerpend koud aan hierdie kant, hoor. Julle het al julle sneeu en reën en koue vir ons gestuur. And we have received it.
Oh, good.
Julle was successful.
Thanks for letting us know, because sometimes, you know, the parcel doesn't always arrive in the postbox. So thank you for letting us know.
It's safely arrived.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
Ooh, Zanti, we could do with something to warm us up this morning. We've got the tea, but we'd love to hear what you got for us.
Oh, wonderful. No, Brad, I just want to... Wow, my story is going to blow you away because it blew me away. And maybe there is a listener or two that knows it. I didn't know it, so I'm going to share it with you this morning. But I just want to stand on word. You know, we are nothing without the word of God. But if we see the word of God and we see how it plays out in real life, then it is just astonishing to know that we really and truly belong to the great I am.
Yes.
And our God is living and he loves us and his word is true. And in James 5, verse 6, in the message, it says, now I'll first read it in another translation. It says, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The message, it says, the prayer of a person living right with God is something powerful to be reckoned with. Well, it will say, the prayer of a person living right with God is something powerful to be reckoned with. Now, when you and I know that Jesus Christ died on that cross for us, he's our Savior. We gave him our whole life. We can go into the throne room of Abba Father. We live under the counsel of the Holy Spirit. We are right with God. And then he promises that our prayers are so powerful, they have to be reckoned with. And then in Mark 9, verses 23, it says, anything is possible if you have faith. I want to say it again, anything is possible if you have faith. But sometimes we read this and we read it, but we don't comprehend that it is truth for me and for you in our situations today. And sometimes for me, my mouth has to match what the word of God says. My faith, my mouth, and what the word of God says must be one thing. And the story I want to bless you with this morning, and I'm going to be quickly at because of time. May it just drop into your spirit. May you know that the Lord is our Father and our hearts matter to him. And anything is possible for him and nothing is possible. And your prayers, if you are right with God, you are righteous because it's a gift, avails much. Now, the year was 1820. Going to say it again, 1820. And Peter Richley was a grateful man. He had survived one of the strangest and most harrowing events known to mankind. You see, the ship which he had been traveling on from England to Australia sank. Now imagine this. It is 1820. They don't have the technology and the equipment we have today. So 1820, this ship sinks. He's the only survivor. In the middle of the ocean, another ship sees him. They save him, they pick him up. So he was rescued. But then there was a strange twisting circumstance and that ship sank, the second ship. Then he was in this ocean, this great ocean, without all the technology of today. And a third ship sees him. Rescues him. That same third ship also sank likewise. Then he was rescued by a fourth ship. But that fourth ship also sank. It was also shipwrecked. Ja, ek kan nie, dit breek my brein. Then he's the only survivor again. He's in the middle of the ocean. And a fifth ship picks him up. He's on that ship for a day or two. A storm comes, that ship is wrecked. It would have been laughable if this is not serious and a true story. On the high seas, he floated with a serene confidence that somehow God did not want him to die. And sure enough, as if on cue, another ship came by and answered his call for help. The sixth ship, the ocean liner, the City of Leeds, named after its British city of origin. This ship was bound from England to Australia. And remember, he was on his way to Australia. And traveled the same sea lane as Peter Ridgely's downed ships. The crew of the City of Leeds hoisted Peter aboard. Dry clothing was provided. The ship's doctor gave him a cursory exam, pronounced him fit, and then asked him a very unusual favor. He said, "There's a lady on board who booked passage to Australia," the doctor explained. "She's looking for her son who disappeared years ago. She's dying and she's asking to see her son. She knows everybody on board. And since you're the only newcomer, would you please pretend to be her son?" Peter agreed. After all, his life had now been saved for the fifth time. He followed the doctor below deck and entered into the cabin. There on a small bed lay a frail woman with silvered hair. She was obviously suffering from a very high fever. Deliriously, she was crying out, "Please, God, let me see my son before I die. I must see my son. Please save my son's life." The ship's doctor gently pushed the young man towards the bed. Soon, however, Peter Ridgely began sobbing. For lying there on that bed was the reason that he couldn't seem to die. He was the lifeline that kept here on this bed was the lifeline that kept him from drowning five times.
Wow.
For lying on that bed was none other than Sarah Ridgely, who had prayed for 10 years to be reconciled with her son, Peter. The ship's doctor stood in amazement as the young man fell down by the bed and embraced the sick woman. "I'm here, Mom. I'm here.
Yeah.
It's me." Within days, her fever had subsided, and his mother awakened to find an answered prayer seated on the edge of a bed. Sometimes the truth is stranger than fiction. I want to say to you today, if God can save a man's life in 1820, five times in a broad and wide ocean, by ships that don't have our technology, but they saw him in the middle of the ocean. And his mom prayed for 10 years that he would give his life to the Lord, that she would see him, that she would be reconciled with him. Then I promise you today that I don't know where you are and I don't know how broken those relationships are. But what I do know is the prayer of a person living right with God is something powerful to be reckoned with. And anything is possible if you have faith. May this encourage you today to keep on praying, to keep on believing, because for God, nothing is more important than being your Father. He hears your prayers, and he can make the impossible possible.
Yeah.
And Peter is an example of that. Whoever would have thought that Peter and Mary would be reconciled on the sixth boat that wasn't wrecked and brought them both safely to shore. Amen.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.